You're listening to SBS News.
The Sri Lankan community in Victoria is mourning the deaths of Mother Manik Suriarachi and her 10-year-old daughter Alexandria, who were killed in the Easter Sunday terrorist bombings in Colombo. The mother and daughter, both dual Australian and Sri Lankan citizens, were attending Sunday Mass at St. Anthony's in Sri Lanka's capital when a bomb exploded. The pair are among hundreds of lives lost in the 8 terrorist bombings in and around Colombo. The news of their deaths has shaken many in Victoria's Sri Lankan community who knew the family well from when they lived in Melbourne. The Subbasinghe family knew the Suriarachis very well and have countless fond memories of spending time with both mother and daughter before they moved back to Sri Lanka to care for a family member. At just 10 years old, Zoanne Subbasinghe is grappling with losing her best friend, Alexandria. Zoanne remembers the fun she had at Alexandria's 5th birthday and still has the piano Manik and Alexandria gave her before they left for Sri Lanka. She says Alex used to come over and play games with her and her little sister.
She is very close to me, and I remember when she came to play with us, she would play in our garden and she would play with us.
Zoanne's mother, Sahara Subbasinghe, was overwhelmed when she heard the news Manik and Alexandria had been killed. She says she's holding her daughters extra tight as the woman she called Aki, or older sister, is buried alongside her only child in Negombo.
She would have done lots of things to Sri Lanka, mainly because Sri Lanka needs a lady like her who could stand for so many good causes, and her daughter Alex's would be the same as that, I'm sure.
Husband of Manik and father to Alexandria, Sudesh Suriarachi, had been parking their family car outside the church when the explosion occurred. Close friend of the family and of Sudesh, Fahim Majud, is flying to Sri Lanka to support his friend as he grieves the loss of his wife and daughter. Mr. Majud says the terrorist attack has stolen his friend's family from him.
I can't think how he feels at this time. We have to be with him, supportive to him. He doesn't have family now. He lost his wife. He lost his only child.
Close friends for more than 10 years, Mr. Majud's wife Fatima says although their faiths differed, their friendship had no boundaries.
Welcoming people, yeah. Very loving, even though we follow 2 different religions, but we respect each other and, you know, we spend Christmas with them and same. They come to my house and for birthday parties and we spend a lot of time together.
A similar message of love and respecting differences is being spread by religious leaders across the country in the wake of the Sri Lankan bombings. St. Anthony's in Melbourne's east was where Manik Suriarachi and her family would go to light a candle in their devotions. Although many of the Suriarachi's friends in Australia are of other faiths, over the last few days they have visited the church to light candles in memory of both mother and daughter. Catholic Archdiocese Bishop Mark Edwards says in the wake of such terror, it's important for the community, regardless of faith, to come together to grieve and pay homage to the lives lost.
Something like this makes me realise that this is a really small world and that we're connected. I invite and encourage people to pray for them and those who've died and those who've been left behind. And it'd be particularly nice to do it by lighting candles.
An action both opposition leader Bill Shorten and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison have taken on board, with both leaders expressing their condolences to the Sri Lankan community abroad and in Australia. Mr. Morrison says the Australian Federal Police will also be helping Sri Lankan authorities with their investigations so that those responsible for the terrorist attacks are held accountable.
The Sri Lankan government has responded to our offer for the AFP to provide assistance in the investigation, and that's been confirmed overnight. And so our counter-terrorism officers will be involved in that, and we're very happy to provide that assistance.
The announcement comes as a British couple living in Perth are named as amongst the deceased. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan expressing his condolences on Twitter for Dr. Sally Bradley and her husband, Bill Harrop. Mr. McGowan describing them as hard-working and valued members of the West Australian community. The news of Dr. Bradley's death came as a shock to Executive Director of Rockingham Peel Group and former colleague Kathleen Smith. Ms. Smith says all who had worked with Dr. Bradley were deeply saddened when they heard the news.
Shock, devastation, trying to keep everybody else's spirits up within the hospital. There's a general sadness across the hospital today. She was very well respected, very balanced, caring.
Hundreds of lives taken, millions more affected as the tragedy of the Sri Lankan attacks echoes across the world. Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.